This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Sam Gilchrist. Sam, how are you?
Good, thank you, Henrik. How are you?
Good. Sam, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Pluravita Incorporated. Pluravita is a provider of software for digital distributors, content owners, and creators, all focused around rights-related settlement, royalties from digital distribution, sales, streaming, and a wide variety of uses of both video, music, as well as some other types of digital content.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
That's a great question. I think in the decade plus that I've been associated with the software side of the business, I've seen a variety of pretty cool advances in rights management and rights-related software and technologies. Google's content identification system is the one that comes to mind almost immediately. While it's not perfect, it does point to what may be possible with cooperation from all the stakeholders involved. That's rights holders, content owners, distributors, publishers, and creators. I think the miss is in a variety of organizations that have tried to assert rights through technologies that are still fairly closed. You have lots of rights authorities that don't open their systems up, make that data available to those who are seeking authority to be able to use content in licensed uses. In particular, I think, as you know, and probably your listeners know, there are layers of rights involved in music-related content, video-related content, books, and what have you. There are organizations that are tasked with essentially representing certain components of those rights and making that data more accessible through technology, through API-based services, where distributors and or platform services, content creators who are thinking about putting together new content can access it seamlessly and easily in a manner that takes some of the risk out of the creative process and even around the development of new business opportunities, but would make things better.
Sam, what is changing with rights management or needs to change?
I suppose the right answer to that would be trying to avoid, of course, the term comprehensive at all costs, as this tends to scare away innovators. I would suggest that leaders and verticals start sharing data immediately in the form of claims of their content on the most popular platforms first. I mean, you see some of that, like on YouTube, you see multi-channel networks or networks now, or studios as they're called, trying to work with the new systems on YouTube. You see new distributors and new content creators working with emerging and more established platforms like Tidal and with SoundCloud and Spotify and what have you. But if there was more openness, and there seems to be, again, I use Google as an example, I think this sort of content identification matched with claims data, matched with contract data, can make a big difference.
And what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
I think I've kind of looked over some of the things you've been doing, Henrik, and I think the bottom line is get educated as soon as possible. Understand, you know, terms like fair use and what this means. And if you're a digital entrepreneur, look at working on content identification almost immediately, or at least focusing on some sort of content management solution at the very outset of your business. List initially, you know, become a fully expressed abstract content management systems which describe what you have and how you can use it and who owns it and other relevant terms and how you pay for it or you get paid for the use of it. Those things you should do from the beginning. In my career, I've worked with a variety of companies from early stage to market dominant companies. And each of them go to market with some level of miseducation and education about what's required in order to make sure that they represent themselves in the role that they play in content distribution and therefore rights management and what their partners' rights are as well.
And lastly, where can we find more information about rights management?
Check out the DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you know, which has been amended a few times. I would check out organizations that are chartered to protect rights like BMI and ASCAC and SAG-AFTRA, etc. I'd look at what companies are providing pseudo-rights management services like MRI or Getty. Basically, I would read as much as I can about it to start forming an opinion. I'd get some advice from experts in the field, specifically legal expertise. But without a doubt, if you start at those places, like the DMCA, looking at legislation, looking at Copyright Acts, Section 114 and 115, if you're especially in music-related services, if you read the materials that are available from the performance rights organizations, those things are really good primers for getting you immersed in content-related issues. you're going to have to deal with rights management solutions. And, you know, I mean, follow up with guys like yourself, Henrik, who are educating people by putting this kind of information out to the general public.
Well, thanks, Sam.
Absolutely.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.